Good morning, and this is Coach Tyra. Today's topic is truth. Should you tell the truth? Should you seek the truth? They often say the truth will set you free, but there is an additional side to that coin, and it is pain. Sometimes seeking the truth hurts. The truth hurts. So before you enter a journey of truth, be prepared to find out the truth and be prepared for the pain that may follow the truth. The truth sets you free from being deceived, but it does not free you from the pain associated with being deceived. Oftentimes, a lot of our clients come to me who want the truth about their relationships. They want to find out if their spouse and boyfriend or girlfriend is cheating on them. And I talk to them about preparing for the worst. You don't have to prepare for the best. If you search and you find out they're not cheating, you don't have to prepare for that. But you certainly have to prepare for the worst. And be prepared to take action. I don't mean any kind of violent action or anything. I mean boundaries. If cheating is a boundary for you, and you seek the truth, and you find out they're cheating, what are you prepared to do? Because if you're not prepared to do anything, then why seek the truth? You should just stay oblivious. Just something to think about over the weekend. I'll see you back Monday morning. Have a great day. Good morning, and this is Coach Tyra. Today's topic is truth. Should you tell the truth? Should you seek the truth? They often say the truth will set you free, but there is an additional side to that coin, and it is pain. Sometimes seeking the truth hurts. The truth hurts. So before you enter a journey of truth, be prepared to find out the truth and be prepared for the pain that may follow the truth. The truth sets you free from being deceived, but it does not free you from the pain associated with being deceived. Oftentimes, a lot of our clients come to me who want the truth about their relationships. They want to find out if their spouse and boyfriend or girlfriend is cheating on them. And I talk to them about preparing for the worst. You don't have to prepare for the best. If you search and you find out they're not cheating, you don't have to prepare for that. But you certainly have to prepare for the worst. And be prepared to take action. I don't mean any kind of violent action or anything. I mean boundaries. If cheating is a boundary for you, and you seek the truth, and you find out they're cheating, what are you prepared to do? Because if you're not prepared to do anything, then why seek the truth? You should just stay oblivious. Just something to think about over the weekend. I'll see you back Monday morning. Have a great day.